There is a time and a place for everything, including the various sexual positions. If either you or your woman is sexually inexperienced, it is recommended that the use of assorted postures should follow a certain sequence that allows you to get sexually comfortable with each other before trying more complex or more acrobatic sexual experiments. The first times together, you should use some sort of face-to-face side position while you make sure that your climax is controlled. The next step, once your climax is perfectly under control, or almost perfectly at any rate, is to achieve a mutual sexual climax. At this stage, the best position is for your wife to be on her back, although the preliminaries can be conducted from another position, or more likely from a series of other positions, as the two of you allow your sensations to drive your bodies against each other in constant motion, rolling, gliding, and pressing against each other. After you have both mastered the basic positions and the movements that go with these, you should experiment with all sorts of sexual positions, with all the variations you can think of or accidentally discover. Naturally, this will all add variety to your sexual life, which is absolutely essential to any prolonged sexual relationship. If you are young and relatively inexperienced, and still exploring and being uncontrollably excited by intercourse in the basic few positions, you will find it hard to believe that sex actually becomes dull, boring stuff to some couples. But it is true. Achieving intercourse in the very same way, with the same partner, time after time after time, kills most passion and excitement, and there is nothing duller than dull sex. From your own point of view, at least one of two factors are needed to keep the passion and ecstasy in sex. Variety in intercourse with the same woman, and or variety in women. And any woman who does not recognize this is incredibly stupid because she's throwing away the future success of her marriage. Hardly any men will endure boredom in their marriage beds without very quickly doing something about it. If a wife can't or won't fulfill the sexual needs of her husband, it is usually pretty certain that the husband will find some other woman who can and will give him what he needs and wants. Naturally, faithfulness to one woman is a very debatable proposition in itself. If you as a man wish to be faithful to your woman, then this is very commendable. But man, being the animal that he most certainly is, will for the most part crave variety, and he'll find it. If he has been stale with his wife, a little stimulating variety with another woman will do wonders for the marriage, for the woman as well as the man. As any woman who is prepared to go into shrieking hysterics, or just as bad, into a grouching sulk, when she learns that her man has been sharing other beds, is very stupid indeed. Not only will such a wife drive her husband further away, because the contrast between the hysterical or sulking atmosphere in her home and the loving and sexual atmosphere with the other woman will appear very striking, but because she will not learn the lesson she should learn if she wants to keep her man. That lesson is that she has to provide sexual variety at home if she doesn't want her husband to seek it elsewhere. The wife should realize that if her man's emotional state benefits from sexual variety at home and elsewhere, her own emotional state will benefit too. Sexual movements. There is obviously a very limited variation of sexual movements that can be carried on within the confines of our physical structures. Nonetheless, you should try to get full value out of these variations that are possible, no matter how limited the variation is. What can be varied are direction of movement, speed, rhythm, and extent of movement. In terms of direction, the basic movement is forward and backward, with the penis moving deeper into the woman and withdrawing from the full depth. However, this is not the only movement direction. The man may also use a circular screwing motion with the penis. The woman may also engage in this pattern, swiveling her hips in a sort of circle, so as to create delightful sensations for the penis and for the vagina as well. In some positions, the basic in and out movement can be varied, in that the penis is in the vagina at a slight angle, pressing harder against one section than against the rest of the vagina. These movements can be coordinated by the two partners in any one of a number of ways. Together, both partners can move inner and outer, pulling away from each other at the same time. Relatively inexperienced men and women should be careful when they do this, in that the penis can draw out of the vagina. Another way is for the man to perform the sexual motions while the woman rests, and then the woman can do this to the man while he relaxes. This can be done in almost any position. There is no reason why the one on top can't rest, Well, the one on bottom moves, for instance, although many couples never think of trying this. Or one partner can use one type of movement while the other uses another. For example, the woman on her back can use a circular hip rotation while her man drives up and down, in and out of her. The extent of movement can also be varied. The man will move forward and backward for the most part, so that he will experience the friction on the head of his penis. The depth of penetration may vary, even with the same direction of movement being used. He may drive his shaft deep into his woman, or he might make only a shallow penetration. A woman may rotate her hips in a wide, full arc, or she might use a tight little circular movement. The speed of movement is an important key to variety in intercourse. Basically, there are four speeds, and each has its place. Fast, slow, very fast, and neutral. Moving very fast can be exciting in some positions, those that don't put a strain on either partner and don't involve only shallow penetration. Obviously, very fast movement is not possible when the penis is only slightly inserted. And an experienced partner should avoid very rapid movement, especially in that coordinating is much more difficult at high speeds. Fast movements are generally more pleasing to the man than to the woman, although most women will crave high-speed sex once in a while. Generally, the slower speed is better for the woman, and is recommended for most of the less basic positions. And there is neutral, or no speed at all. You and your woman can simply press against each other after you have achieved penetration, usually deep penetration, and lie there, not moving at all. Many people find this very exciting. Some couples do this in a sitting intercourse position facing each other. In this way, they can look at each other's face and body and talk gently as the excitement builds slowly and steadily, all the way to climax if both partners are patient. Of course, all of the above affects the rhythm of intercourse. But you can also change rhythm without changing speed, direction, or both. Usually the more even rhythm is best, especially for the woman. But you should experiment with more erratic rhythms also. In other words, try everything. Make intercourse a new and different experience every time. And changing rhythm is an important part of this. For instance, you can make every stroke even, or you can alternate between a hard thrust and a lighter thrust. Or you can thrust in hard and withdraw gently and slowly. You can even add a slight screwing motion to your outstroke, but drive in straight. Your woman can imitate all the rhythms of a burlesque queen. After all, those bumps and grinds were covered from the bedroom in the first place. Always keep one thing in mind as you read about the various sexual techniques and positions. Successful sex involves experimentation. No man who is to be sexually successful can acquire his expertise from a book, or for that matter, from another man's advice. You can only acquire so much from someone else's teaching. The rest must come from your own experience and discovery. It's a good thing that this is true, especially because having sex is more fun than reading about how to have it. Thus, as you read the descriptions of sexual intercourse positions, always search for new and intriguing variations that you can add to make the act more enjoyable and intriguing and different. Dozens of them exist, you can be sure of that. Merely because an author doesn't put them down on paper in a book doesn't mean that they are not to be used. Far from it. The positions that are listed in most books should be the starting points from which you set out on journeys of sexual exploration. But every little twist of the body, every flex of any muscle group, every press and clinch has its own little variation. Every human body is different. The nerve structures have different degrees of sensitivity at different points. The limbs are capable of different degrees of flexibility. Obviously, an older person will not be capable of performing some of the far-out techniques, simply because his limbs are stiff and cannot be made to go into the positions that would be necessary, etc. Thus, what is described is only a bare outline of what you can do. You will have to adapt the various positions to your own needs and desires and abilities. You and your woman are equipped with arms, legs, vital organs, teeth, tongue, an infinite variety of sensitive areas, etc. In other words, you have all the necessary utensils with which to partake in a feast of sexuality. So, use what you have. Use them all in an infinite variety of positions. Only by casting aside inhibitions and trying all variations will you be able to have explored and discovered the full range of exotic, erotic sensations that belong to dynamic sex. Only by continually experimenting will you begin to learn all there is to be learned about your own sexuality and the body and responses of your woman. Only by continually experimenting will you have made it possible to ward off that killer of successful sex, boredom. It is incredible that so many people have thrown away all hope of ever gaining sexual exhilaration by making too few or too half-hearted attempts, if they attempt at all, at sexual exploration. So, let yourself go. Take off for your personal flight into sexual ecstasy.